Okay, I want to try something really quick.
All right.
Okay, so this has been trending a little bit. And what it is just think of, look in front of you or think of something random. And it is,
Shoshana and I both look at each other. Did you catch that?
You can't use each other.
A little creepy.
You're going to fill in the blank. You have to fill in the blank with anything that's either sitting in front of you or that you think of off the top of your head.
Okay.
Blank would be a beautiful name for a baby girl.
Okay.
For instance, Ponderosa would be a beautiful name for a baby girl.
Ponderosa's in front of you? What are you skimming on Google?
Lenovo.
That's a great one.
That's a really good one.
Wait, what's Lenovo?
The laptop right in front of me.
Oh. Allie, that's your laptop, by the way.
I didn't know it was a Lenovo.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
That's something you know about your own property?
I know. Okay.
Okay.
Let me think of another one.
Mine is weird. Control room. What a beautiful name for a girl.
What, Seagate?
Yeah.
Seagate would make a beautiful name for
also
a baby girl.
Also a racehorse.
Really?
Mine is Siggy's. Siggy's yogurt.
Good thing you said Siggy's yogurt.
Siggy's would make a beautiful name for a baby girl.
That actually is a name that you would hear out of the 1930s. You know, oh, here comes Siggy.
Yeah, right.
Like a baseball player.
Yeah, right. Siggy's McGee.
Yeah.
Up to bat, Siggy's McGee.
See, it works.
Yeah, you're right. In a weird way, it does.
Okay, hold on. Let me think of something else.
iPhone.
Washer.
Not necessarily. What?
Washer.
Washer. Your washer, you brought her.
Makes a beautiful name for a baby girl. Master's Touch Coffee makes a beautiful name for a baby.
Maybe not.
No, you're right.
What are you drinking, coffee from 1963?
No.
Try new Master's Touch Coffee.
Snake oil.
Waking you up with your percolator.
I want to say a coffee company out of Penn Yan because it says Penn Yan on here.
Sorry to insult a local business. It sounded like an old-timey name.
It does.
It does, though. It really does. Like, not bad. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you're percolating, use Master's Choice.
Hold on a second.
Speaking of which, I got to celebrate something.
Do-si-dos sounds like a beautiful name for a baby girl.
Sure. There's that.
2581. Cow makes a beautiful name for a baby girl.
Okay. Not really.
Text what's in front of you. 71231. Let's fill this in. All right. What did you have?
I was going to tell you, we were joking about the old-timey names and the way things used to sound. Mm-hmm. Today is Administrative Professionals Day. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. So we have, it's weird, we kind of have one.
Did you want to celebrate her?
Well, it's not just her job. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Although with Administrative Professionals.
What's the other things she does?
Doesn't she do the traffic here?
Oh, I guess.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what she does here.
What is it you do here? Well, I thought we'd celebrate today.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
And that's the way it was.